Welcome to Straight Talk on Health with Dr. Vincent Medici. Knowing that ultimately it's God who does the healing, Dr. Medici acts as the maestro, orchestrating a person's health through right timing and right therapies, using traditional, natural, alternative, and spiritual practices. Dr. Medici says it's time for people to wake up to their innate potential to heal and to be given a doctor who can orchestrate that healing. Dr. Medici is currently working toward his PhD in biochemistry at Long Beach University, with additional study in acupuncture, kinesiology, and quantum medicine. He's the curriculum director of the Santa Monica Shiatsu School. And now, here's Dr. Medici.
Good morning, everybody. I'm Dr. Vincent Medici. Let's go. I hope you listened to last week's show, because I think in the most concise way, coherent way I ever have, last week's show on stem cells was another attempt, I think maybe my finest attempt, to lay down a true holistic perception of what you're going to need to understand if you don't want to take the knife. In other words, that option to surgery assumes that your body has systems intact that you must ignite. Again, boldface print, you must ignite. You aren't going to heal unless you stress and initiate the healing. Initiate. Initiation is a matter of debate. In other words, what you have to do to ignite the stem cell systems out of the bone marrow, out of the sacrum, is up for grabs. Now, I think I'm giving you a coherent model. I know it works. I see it work all too seldom because people don't want to do it, because we're all looking for that quick fix. And I mean the herbal quick fix, the holistic quick fix. We're not talking about allopathic medicine. There's a synergy that you have to comprehend. That means you're on a journey, and that journey collectively ignites enough systems in the body. Specifically what? Cleaning the space in between the diseased cells. Cleaning that space. You're thinking liver cleanse and kidney cleanse and colon cleanse, and I'm not. Point of last week's show was to explain to you that long before you get to that space between your cells, the extracellular matrix, the space in between your damaged liver, your damaged brain, your damaged heart, your damaged kidney. Long before you get to the space in between those cells, you have to excrete through the kidneys and through the liver and through the skin and so on and so forth. And if that's not brought to crescendo, you won't get to that space. Now, after you get to that space between the cells, again, if you're new to the show, I'm Dr. Vincent Medici. Get on the website, straighttalk.cc, not .com. I'm making reference to last week's show. I'm making reference to a real holistic model, an all-encompassing model that's got a real functional translation, meaning this isn't a rhetorical 1 hour. This is about how to understand it so you can act on it. Those stem cells that your body's got to deliver into those damaged tissues to make new tissue, those stem cells will become liver and kidney and spleen and brain on demand. But to initiate that process, you've got to bend the bone. Now, bending the bone means that body, as you see with the Taoist masters, the tantric masters, those who have mastered the yogas, the qigongs, the tai chis, the kung fus, the ancient dances, perhaps rituals and ways of existing long, long, long ago, in perhaps pre-recorded history, in perhaps times when our ecosystem on the planet was so sublime, so supreme, so pure, that you couldn't fail if you engaged. The point being that the traditions that are remaining suggest a time and a process through which those bones, after multiple purges, exorcisms in a sense, reconfigurations of the nervous system, purification processes, soften the bone to the point where the bone will deliver prolific amounts of an endless reserve of stem cells. And this is how science translates itself into the miracle of healing. Now, if you got a sense of that from last week's show, you're getting it. Question is, are you getting it? How do you translate that into today? And always we have the rationalistic mind condescending towards the intuitive faculty. We are a patriarchy. We are a bunch of rationalists. We are people who may play around with holistic medicine until you get really sick. And then you go running off like scared children to the local hospital and bow to the establishment. And that is what you do all too often. You play games with your capsules and your herbs until the point when you really and truly need the fundamentals of a holistic tradition, and then you're failed and you run to the hospital. And that's because you don't have enough of an understanding. So last week's show, listen to it again and understand that there is a process intact if you will follow it. And all people from all places, from all countries, from all ages who claim the miracle of a healing that we see all too seldom, yes, but that claim independently, claim bodies do marvelous, miraculous healings, are engaged in this essential process. On some level, they have grasped enough of what I'm describing here to take them over the threshold. Whatever that point is in which the body will deliver those stem cells to the repair of diseased and damaged tissue, they ignite. This is what you have to bring into your soul. And you have to understand when you really need what I'm talking about. It is your rational, objective, Western-trained, pathetically limited mind. I don't mean it that to you. I mean the rationalist, patriarchal perception of how our bodies function needs to die. It needs to be integrated into higher systems. Now I'm going to fuse it together once again today over a relatively marginal topic, the skin. And I don't really mean marginal, but I do mean it's just a small piece of a big picture. So let's take a look at the skin. Detoxing through your skin, which we are not in the habit of doing or understanding. And yet, in the guts of science, there's massive justification. So in Medici's Better World, you're online at the yearly physical at Kaiser, my favorite place to be. And the doctor in Kaiser says to you, Mrs. Smith, do you sweat regularly? And has that sweat been assayed? Has it been measured? And let's take a look at those measurements of what's coming out in your sweat. And let's put it on a graph over 3 months, 6 months, and 9 months. And then in Medici's Better World, the doctor says, there's nothing coming out in your skin because you're not excreting through the skin. Or there are the most horrid, rancid poisons known to man coming out through your skin. Or you hit this level of excretion through the skin of gross carcinogenic poisons, and now we see that filtering off. We see it dropping in its concentration. What, Mrs. Smith, what must you have done to excrete so thoroughly? So in a better world, we would be assaying your sweat. Your sweat. We like to look in holistic medicine at the tongue and the eye We do all sorts of neat little tests, but we don't go to the sweat. And we don't go to the sweat because generally most of us don't work through labs that can assay what comes out in the sweat. Let me give you a sense today then of what you're missing, of what we're missing in holistic medicine, in science, because we're not going into the sweat. Now, where do I start? I've got some great punchlines for you today. Get to the website. I hope you're on the website. That's straighttalk.cc, not .com.cc, two C's. Excuse me. .cc, not .com, and that's two T's. Go to picture number one. No, go to picture number two. Let's just start out with the basic anatomy. There's the skin if you've never taken a look at it. Most of us are concerned more than anything else with the skin as to the number of wrinkles in the skin. That, of course, is human nature, and we have to forgive ourselves for that. But nonetheless, the skin. The skin's an organ. Yes, even in grammar school, we learn that the skin is the largest organ of the body. That always goes on the multiple choice test in the fourth grade. We don't think of the skin as an organ. It is an organ. We think of the skin, unfortunately, as a non-porous wrapping around our body that keeps us contained. And yet, the skin is alive through the pores, through the follicles, through the sweat glands. And it's supposed to be breathing. Well, what do we mean by breathing? It excretes. So take a look here, this picture number two, and look at the sweat gland. Can't miss it. Big gray thing. Look at the hair follicle. Look at the sebaceous gland, that the oils that are so important to that nice, smooth, elastic, non-wrinkly, non-saggy matrix. Sebaceous gland secreting the oil, the hair follicle, the sweat gland. We're looking at the sweat gland. Also, look at the fat on the bottom of that picture. Picture number two, you're on straighttalk.cc. Show 220, 4 years of shows here. We'll be going into the fifth year next April. Look at that yellow fat on the bottom. That fat is key to understanding something about the skin. First of all, when your skin sags because you're losing weight or you're losing weight too fast, it's because all that fat that you're looking at is disappearing. And when it disappears, the exterior of the skin is stretched out when it was fattened up. And when that fat thins out, the elasticity of the skin is challenged after 30 or 40 or 50 years old. Just a little fun fact, since I know I can't discuss the skin without people thinking about the cosmetic aspect. The sweat. That sweat gland. That's what we're discussing today. Because out of that sweat gland, take a little ride over to picture four. We absorb more impurities and eliminate more waste through the skin than any other organ in the body. Did you get that? Why is all the emphasis on liver cleanses and kidney and colon? Look at that. We absorb more impurities and eliminate more waste through the skin than any other organ. How about 2 pounds? How about 2 pounds of waste per day through the skin? 2 pounds. The same stuff that your kidney pulls out of the blood and you urinate out is the same stuff that the skin excretes through the sweat glands. You can't talk skin and not talk about kidney. They're one organ. Thus, the notion the skin is the third kidney. But the skin in its own right, related to the kidney or not, is responsible for a vast amount of detoxification. And it, if it's not utilized, if it's not in order, if the system is not working optimally.